Using templates for Raga Vocal Sessions in Ableton Live, intermediate level. Let's dial in a workflow that's fast, repeatable, and built for drum and bass at 170 to 175 BPM. Raga vocals are all energy and timing, but the sessions can turn into chaos quickly. Loads of takes, call and response, doubles, ad-libs, shouts, and then a bunch of heavy effects on top. So today, you're going to build one Ableton Live template that handles the whole life cycle, record clean, comp fast, process like a mix, arrange with intention, and export without pain. By the end, the goal is simple. When the vocalist says I'm ready, you're not hunting for inputs or building return tracks. You're one click away from recording. All right, step 0, set the foundations of the live set. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for rolling DNB, and it keeps your delay timings feeling right without constant recalculation. Time signature is 4/4. Then go to Preferences, Record, Warp, Launch. Turn warp long samples off. For raw vocal recording, you do not want live trying to guess time stretching behind your back. You can always warp later, on purpose. Also turn create fades on clip edges on. That one setting quietly saves you from a ton of clicks and little pops when you start slicing. Now, jump into Arrangement View and create locators immediately. Intro 16, Build 16, Drop 132, Break 16, Drop 232, Outro 16. Even if you don't have the whole tune yet, you're building a bar-accurate roadmap. Raga works best when it locks to phrases, and DNB structure is basically made of 16 and 32 bar decisions. Quick teacher note, don't wait until later to add locators. Later never comes. Do it now, and every vocal decision you make will land in a musical place. Step 1. Build the vocal track layout. This is your session architecture. Create a group and name it Vocal Group. Inside, make 5 audio tracks. Vox Main for the lead. Vox Double for the tighter supporting layer. Vox Adlibs for movement, fill, and hype. Vox Shouts for one-shots like Reload and Selecta. And Vox Print or Vox Resample for recording processed passes. Color code the whole group. Pick something loud, like orange, so your eyes find it instantly. Why this layout works? You're giving each role a home. Main is clarity. Double is density. Adlibs are motion. Shouts are impact moments. And print is your safety net when you want to commit effects and keep the session stable. Expansion upgrade. Build one button readiness. Put Vox Main as the first track in the group, and save the template with that track selected. That way, every time you open the template, you land exactly where you need to be. Step 2. Set up clean recording input and monitoring. On each vocal track, set audio from to your interface input. Like input 1, set monitor to off, if you're using direct monitoring from your interface, or auto, if you're monitoring through live, and only arm the track you're recording. It sounds basic, but it prevents accidental bleed and keeps the vocalist confident that you're actually capturing the right thing. Latency tip. If you're monitoring through live, keep your buffer low while tracking, 64 to 128 samples if your system can handle it. Then later, when you're mixing and the CPU load climbs, you can raise it again. Now step 3, the two-stage vocal chain. This is the big one. You want a REC chain that's light, safe, and low CPU. And a MIX chain that's more powerful, but placed on the group so all layers feel unified. Start with the REC chain on each vocal track. Put utility first. Adjust gain so the vocalist peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. Not louder. You're not trying to win recording level. You're trying to avoid clipping, avoid stressing plugins, and keep a consistent input into processing. Then add a Q8 with just safety cleanup, a high pass around 80 to 110 HC depending on the voice. If the room is boxy, you can lightly dip 200 to 350, but keep it gentle. And stop there. The whole point is, don't paint yourself into a corner with heavy compression or reverb while tracking. Now the MAX chain goes on the vocal group. Start with EQ8. High pass around 90 to 120 HC. Then a gentle dip around 250 to 450 if it's muddy. Then a presence lift around 3 to 6 KHC. But careful. Raga delivery has bite, and too much boost turns energy into pain. Then add compression. Compressor or glue compressor. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the consonants still punch. Release on auto or around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then add saturator. Mode on analog clip. Drive 2 to 5 dB. Soft clip on. This is one of those DNB tricks. Saturation helps vocals feel confident over aggressive drums without needing to be insanely loud. For de-essing with stock devices, Use multiband dynamics as a workaround. Focus on taming harshness in the 6 to 10 kHz zone. Keep it light. Raga is supposed to have edge. You're controlling the harsh spikes, not removing the attitude. Save this whole vocal group chain as an audio effect rack named Vox Group, Raga Glue. That's template gold. Next time, it's one drag and drop away. Expansion upgrade, CPU safety without killing vibe. Add a macro called tracking mode on that group rack. Set it up so one switch disables heavy devices like multiband and turns off anything that adds latency. When the vocalist is recording, you're in tracking mode. When you're printing throws and mixing, switch it off. Step 4. Return tracks. This is your Raga FX playground. Create 5 returns. A through E. Return A is dub delay. Use echo. Set the time to a quarter note or an eighth dotted, depending on the groove. Feedback around 25-45%. Filter it. High pass around 200 Hz. Low pass around 6-8 kHz so the delay doesn't fight the snare and hats. Optional saturator after echo for a little grit. Then utility, to keep the return under control. Return B is a short plate. Use hybrid reverb in algorithmic plate mode. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, and high pass 200 to 400 Hz. The key phrase here is tight. Then B is fast. Long bright reverb smear the groove. Return C is radio or sound system tone. EQ8 bandpass, high pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 4.5 to 6 kHz, then overdrive. Drive maybe 10 to 25%, tone to taste. Optional compressor after to pin it forward. This is perfect for one-word shouts right before a drop. Return D is distorted space. A darker hybrid reverb, decay 2 to 4 seconds, low pass around 5 to 7 kHz, then saturator after the reverb. Yes, after. Crunchy, reverb tails can sound insanely hype when used in short bursts. Return E is throw FX. This one is for automated moments only. Echo in ping pong, auto filter for sweeps and small or medium reverb. This is the one word into the abyss channel. You don't leave it on all the time. You deploy it like a weapon. Pro tip for heavier DNB, sidechain your vocal FX returns. Not the dry vocal. Put a compressor on return A and B, sidechain from your drum bus or even the snare. Fast attack, medium release. Now the delay and reverb tuck out of the way when the drums hit, and bloom in the gaps. That's how you get size without mess. Step 5. Routing for clean exports. Stems ready. Inside the group, each vocal track outputs to the vocal group. The vocal group outputs to the master. For printing, set Vox print input to resampling, or set audio from to the vocal group if you want to capture exactly the group processing post-fader and post-effects. Arm Vox print when you want to commit the sound. This gives you options. Export dry takes per track, export the processed vocal group, and export printed effects as their own audio. That's how you keep projects portable and mix revisions painless. Step 6. Comping workflow. Fast and clean. Record multiple passes into take lanes on each vocal track. Then use Live's comping to select the best phrases. Consolidate when you're happy so your timeline stays readable. Before compression, use clip gain to level the performance. The compressor should be controlling dynamics, not rescuing wild level differences. DNB specific comping note. You are not only choosing the best tone, you are choosing the take that rides the drums. Raga phrasing often functions like percussion. If a line hits slightly late against the snare, it can kill the drive even if it sounds good in isolation. Expansion tip. Rename take lanes as you go. Take 3 best timing. Take 5 good grit. Also use color rules. Main takes one shade, doubles another, ad libs a third. Future you will comp in half the time. Step 7. Arrangement ideas. This is where Raga really starts acting like glue for the tune. In the intro, use filtered radio phrases and delay tails, not full lead lines. In the build, call and response every 4 bars is a great rule of thumb. In the drop, place the main hook every 8 or 16 bars so it feels like a headline, not a non-stop monologue. Then use ad-libs to fill gaps, especially between snare hits. Think of ad-libs as rhythm decoration. In the break, go longer on dub delay throws. You can even imply halftime vocally while the drums keep running at 170. In the second drop, escalate by adding a new role, like bringing in doubles or shouts, or flipping the plan so ad-libs become the feature, while the main gets simpler. Locator trick, add a few extra locators like Vox in, hook, ad-lib switch and throw. Now your arrangement becomes a checklist. When you're producing fast, checklists beat memory every time. Expansion arrangement upgrade. The negative space bar trick. Every 8 or 16 bars, deliberately leave one bar with almost no vocal, maybe a single shout with a long throw. That reset makes the next vocal entry hit harder. Step 8. Save it as a real template. Remove any copyrighted audio. Keep the structure, devices, routings, returns, and locators. Then save live set as template and name it something clear like DNB Radovox Session 172, template. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't overprocess during recording. Heavy compression and reverb while tracking makes edits harder and locks you into a sound too early. Watch the low mids, 200 to 500 Hz. Raga gets boxy fast once bass and breaks come in. Avoid long bright reverbs during full drops. Use short plates and time delays instead. Plan the pocket. If you don't leave space around the snare, the vocal and drums will fight. And if your automating extreme throws live, print them. Printing keeps the session stable, makes exports consistent, and prevents why does it sound different today surprises. Now a quick mini practice exercise, about 15 to 25 minutes. Build the template structure, the vocal group, the 5 tracks, returns a through E. Record 6 to 10 takes of a simple 1-bar raga phrase. Comp a final lead on vox main. Record a loose double on vox double. Add 3 shouts on vox shouts. Then automate 1 echo throw on the last word before your drop 1 locator and 1 radio FX moment on a shout. Print the processed group into vox print. Then export stems, vox group, vox print, and 1 dry vocal track. The goal is that you can do all of that without stopping to think about routing. That's the win. Final recap. You built a DNB Raga vocal template that's fast, clean, and repeatable. You separated recording safety from mix power by using a light REC chain on tracks and a stronger MIX chain on the group. You set up DNB appropriate return effects, dub delay, tight plate, radio tone, distorted space, and a throw channel for special moments. You used locators to keep vocals locked to real DNB phrasing, and you made exports easy with stems ready routing and print tracks. If you tell me whether you're recording a real vocalist or chopping samples, and what lane you're in, rollers, jump up, jungle, or halftime neuro, I can suggest a matching vocal chain and a timing map for where the throws and callouts should land.